Hey, welcome once again to Connoisseur's Corner. Great to be with you every day at this time. I'm Jordan Rich, along with today's guest, Matt Robinson of mattsmeals.com, his site, which is matts-meals.com. All right, let's do a little, not pillow talk, but pickle talk.
Pickle talk.
Pickle talk is always exciting. Mm. Grillo's pickles is something we should be on the lookout for.
Well, Jordan, I don't like to brag, but I have two and a half-year-olds at home who may be the hippest toddlers around because, believe it or not, they love kale. And they also love pickles.
Wow.
So you can imagine how excited I was when I heard that Boston's own Grillo Pickle is making pickled kale.
Wow.
And it's amazing. You know, in addition to their best this side of Delancey Street dill wonders, they have garlic and hot spice pickles and sour tomatoes. And you can get them at Whole Foods and Star Market and all those places. But they're actually going to restaurants, including Hearth Pizzeria sells them. Apparently, they're in negotiations with Michael's Deli, which I think would be just nirvana. But they're great. It's a family-run company. They're gluten-free. They're kosher. They're everything you could want. And they're pickles. Need I say more?
Well, you don't need to say any more. Pickles are a big favorite in my house as well, and I didn't realize that they're specializing so much. So how is the kale, the pickled kale? Is it good?
I like kale too, maybe not as much as my daughters, but you know, to have pickle spices and kale,
yeah.
It's even if you don't like kale, it's a good way to get it down.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Matt Robinson, for that very important pickle update. All part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.